What up, chicken heads? This is episode number 59 of this podcast, Audio Boo, hosted by yours truly, Jackie, a 27-year-old guy living in not-so-central Maryland. And, yeah, that's pretty much what it is. I'm fucking tired. I'm so tired, you don't even know. I woke up at 6 this morning, and I don't wake up at 6. My body ain't made for that shit. I woke up at 6, like the last time I woke up at 6, how many more times can I say woke up at 6? The last time I did that was when I was dropping somebody off at, picking somebody up, something with the airport. Like, 6 o'clock is just not a thing for me. I barely know it even exists. It's a fairy tale to me, 6 o'clock. I don't do it. So, which is funny because when I was young, in high school, freshman and sophomore year, before I had a car, I had two options. Three options. School started at 7:30, so I could either A, wait for the bus at 7 and then get there at, 7:25 or whatever it is, or I could walk to school at 7 and get there about 7:25, or I could hitch a ride with my mom, who she left for work at 6:30 to get to work by 7. So I would wake up at 6 and hitch a ride with her and get to school by 6:35. And I would be the only person in the whole school. This includes, like, even janitors. I beat janitors, I beat school teachers, I beat everybody to the fucking school by over an hour. Actually, you know what? Maybe we left at 6:15. Shit. And I would do my homework in the hallway, because I would never do homework at home, because fuck that. And I would always get it done in that hour. It didn't matter how many classes I had to do of stuff, but I could do it. And nobody was there. I was always the first person in the school, and nobody understood why. And I just decided, I never really explained it to anybody until I was like 11, in 11th grade. Because like everybody knew that I was a dude who was in school at 6:30 or 6:15, like the only person sitting in a hallway by himself. And sometimes I would nap, because morning is not my thing. It's never been my thing. It will never be my thing. But I had a meeting at Arby's today to discuss how the Fryolator works at 8 o'clock. And I live out of the county from where I work and where I used to live. So it takes me a little bit longer to drive. I have to get ready and all that other shit. And so I'm up at 6, get to work in a very, very fucking early. I'm just exhausted. And then after that, I'm working and not working. And I'm falling asleep at my desk, which happens anyway. And because if you don't give me 7 hours of work, like, that's a thing, that's a problem with working at the Fryolator. It's a great job, and I'm sure I get paid a lot more than I should be. I get paid a lot more than I should be to work in front of the Fryolator. But, I'm there for 8 hours, 8 to 10 hours, and there is not a solid 7 hours of work. There's, a solid 3 hours of work. I could work ahead, I could do documentation, like, this is how you put, the grease, the oil into the deep fryer. I can document all that stuff, but I don't like doing that. I mean, I went to school for that, but I don't really want to do it, because I'd rather be doing a job. And we don't have 7 hours of solid work, so it actually kind of upsets me. I need to be challenged. Like, I can dip fries in grease all day, but it's not mentally stimulating. And I eventually get tired of YouTube. I just do. So this morning, early meeting after work, I went to see the fam, sister, and my parents, my sister, which, she's my half-sister, she's, like, way older than I am, we didn't grow up together, so that's why I still consider myself an only child, because, She was, I think she was in Boston most of my life, which is really weird. So there's that. And then I talked to my parents for a while. My mama is sick. I think she just has some sort of cold. Apparently everybody at her work does. And that's what happens, you know, if one person is sick, then everybody else gets sick. But the thing about me is, I don't get sick. I don't. Like, I eat terribly. I don't exercise. I sit a lot. My job is very sedentary. I do nothing to upkeep my body. My body is just in shambles. It's really just a terrible fucking minefield of disease. And I do nothing to make it right. And I don't get sick. I don't get sick. You know, my body aches every now and then, but that's only because I'm sitting terribly. Like, I slouch. I've been slouching my whole life. I'd probably be 2 inches taller if I didn't slouch so much, honestly. It actually kind of hurts to stand up totally straight, because I'm just so used to hunching over. But, yeah, I do nothing for myself, but I never get sick. I really don't. The only time I do get sick is near the end of summer. I don't know if it's because it's, like, cooling down and my body is just not used to hot to cold or hot to cool, but, yeah, I don't get sick. So, whenever the family gets cold, or the wife friend gets cold, she hates it. She hates that I don't get sick, and I just fucking laugh at her and then punch her right in the fucking eye for hoping that I get sick. So, she gets sick probably once every 2 months, and she complains about it, and she's one of those people who just complains about shit all the time. Like, oh, I'm always coughing, and this sucks, and my husband's always beating me and throwing me down the stairs. She complains all the fucking time, so she needs to shut the fuck up, because being sick sucks, but she plays it off. Like, I don't know why. I don't know if she's trying to get sympathy. She's not trying to get sympathy. She's not really trying to get attention. I really don't know what it is. I think she's pitying herself. It's really kind of annoying, and man, she deserves to get thrown down the steps. So, I don't get sick. My mom's like, hey, you know, stay away. You're going to catch my cold. I'm like, I don't catch a cold. And, you know, she's one of those people who's like, you know, knock on wood. She doesn't necessarily believe in that shit, but you know how if somebody says, oh man, I've never been in a car accident, and then you see somebody knock on wood, my mom's like that. It's kind of off-putting. I'm like, no, seriously, I don't get sick. And she's just like, no, stop saying that. I'm like, eh, F you. You'll never understand. Yeah, like, as a kid, I didn't get sick. I don't. Like, my body refuses to get sick. I don't know why. I don't even get stomach aches anymore. I used to all the time when I was a kid. And, honestly, there's more stress on my life now, obviously, than when I was a kid. But, not so much, apparently. You know, my shoulder aches every now and then, but that's no big deal. Anyway, so 5-hour meeting yesterday, early as hell meeting this morning. I'm just wasted. I'm just destroyed right now. And I don't want to drink because I don't want to validate my mom's whole theory that I'm a fucking fat alcoholic. Half of that's correct. And but I have Friday off. And why do I have Friday off? Because tomorrow I am headed down to the National Harbor, which is a city. I think it's a dumb name for a city. It's on the National Harbor. National meaning, you know, Washington, D.C. It's right outside of D.C. There is a Nujabes tribute concert. Nujabes, if anybody doesn't know, is the fucking dude who... if it helps you any, he's the dude who did Samurai Champloo music, most of it. And if you've heard any of the music I've ever played in the background of Twinkie Beyond or this podcast, for instance, this song, which will not work on my cue, thanks, this song. He wrote this song. He wrote tons of other fucking hip-hop song, hip-hop instrumentals. He's a producer. Well, he died last year or whatever, but there's a tribute concert being thrown by a bunch of the people who collaborated with him, and all the proceeds are going to his family because he passed away last year, and I think that's real cool, and it's being held on his birthday, so that's even cooler. So yeah, I think that starts at 8, but it's in National Harbor. I gotta take a fucking highway that's outside of D.C., 295, which is the Baltimore, 295? Yeah, I think it is, which is the BW Parkway, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, which is stupid because it doesn't go to Baltimore. It's one of the beltways, the Battle of the Beltways. Oh, the Washington Redskins versus the Baltimore Ravens, which there is no rivalry. I've said that over and over. There is no Battle of the Beltways. I'll say that over and over again. But yeah, that's one of the beltways. I have to take that. And I'm sure I'll be on that for at least an hour and a half, which is why I got to leave work at about before 4:30 and get there. National Harbor is fucking beautiful. It's one of the most beautiful towns, I guess. It's not even, like, it's all way overly priced condos and restaurants and a big convention center. That's really all that's there. There's nothing else there. And it's right on the water. It's beautiful. So it's out there, and I gotta make that trek tomorrow. But I think I'm going a little late tomorrow because I went in stupid early this morning. But yeah, that's what's going on tomorrow night, and that's from like 9 to 11, I think. And then there's an after party, which, from my understanding, is just a continuation of the party. So from 9 to 11 is, you know, the thing. And then 11 to, I guess, 2 when closing time, that's the after party. And if the after party, you know, it's just going to be more of the same. It's just going to be more music, more performances, which is awesome because I haven't been to a concert in a long time, I don't think. I can't remember the last concert I've been to. But hopefully I can, they have some prizes and shit. And actually I get to buy official Hideout Productions, which is New Jobis's his production company. I can buy official CDs by him, not just have the fucking MP3s, which is fine for me because, well, it's not, because I like collecting shit, but it'd be cool to have it, and also the proceeds go to his family, so that's cool. So I'm gonna do that, drink, because it's been a long week, and then Friday, like I said, I have the day off, so I'm just gonna relax, and finally, definitely get to play Marvel vs. Capcom 3, because I've been so fucking just, my soul is just decimated and just destroyed right now. I can't do anything. I'm gonna walk into my house and put my hang my keys on my little coat rack thing, and then I'm gonna fall straight on my fucking face, because I am just, I'm dead. Like, I'm done. I'll probably be sleeping by 9 tonight. I probably won't even get to Marvel vs. Capcom 3. And, oh, you know what? Here, oh, Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Motherfuckers. So, I bought the, he's riled up. I just bought the, turning off the shit. I just bought the, special edition. Because, you know, I'm a fucking collector. I like to buy stupid shit that I probably shouldn't buy. And the special edition was $70 as opposed to the, regular edition, which is $60. Well, the special edition comes in a steel case with a special, like, comic book, and it has a code, so you can get two special DLC characters. Jill Valentine, from Resident Evil 5, I'm a member of STARS from Marvel vs. Capcom 2, where she controlled Nemesis and zombie dogs and shit. This one, she appears to be, like, Wesker Jr., and also, Shuma Gorath, who is, a supervillain who fights Doctor Strange. I know very little about Doctor Strange. Anyway, so, otherwise, you'd have to buy those guys separately for $5 each. Well, think of it this way. If those two are already packed in, that's already the $10. So, I'm also getting a free steel case and a free art book. That's basically what the extra $10 gets me. Fine, that's great. I like special editions anyway. No, whatever. I would buy those two anyway, because I'm going to be playing the game for a few years, I'm thinking, because Marvel vs. Capcom 4, if it ever comes out, will be 20 years from now. Plus, I don't want to play Black Ops, because the other day, I threw my fucking controller for a video game controller for the first time in my entire life. I was so angry. I threw it at the ground. I was pissed. It was not cool. I don't throw controllers because, one, it's, I get angry enough that if I threw a controller every time, I would never have a controller ever. And controllers are $40 now, as opposed to, you know, $25 back in the day, which is still expensive for a controller. But they're $40 now, and I'm not paying that shit. Anyway, the DLC is free, but it's not available until the same time that everybody else can buy it in March. So I can't even use those characters early. So fuck you, Capcom, you fucking cheating, lying bastards. Anyway, twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond, audioboo.fm/TwinkieBeyond. Hit me up, let me know things, bitches.